This is Tales of Terror from the Toilet. From the town of Santa Cruz. The town that couldn't run a toilet. This evening we have a special case. The case of the Call of the Banshee.
So we're talking to one of the main people of the Give a Shit project, who wishes to remain nameless. You have actually done some research here, and you know why the 24-hour toilet across from New Leaf in the parking garage was closed. Could you tell us why?
So, as far as I understand it, and this is from emails that I got from the city and a Freedom of Information Act request, the toilets were closed because I think it was in... I would have to check it again, but I think it was in the... Not December. I think that it was in...
It's not so critical.
Well, so, okay. Fall, winter of last year.
Yeah.
There was an instance where a particular police officer by the name of Bernadette Erlach. Went to deal with a call for service. And I think it was the Locust Street Garage.
Uh-huh.
And it might have been the SoCal one. It was one of the garages that was open 24 hours.
Yeah.
And after that call for service, this particular officer wrote an email to her supervisor saying essentially that because these bathrooms were open, they were causing an unnecessary drain on police resources. And that the only way to deal with the increased calls for service caused by there being these bathrooms here was to shut them. So
she had a name for the behavior that was going on.
Nefarious.
Nefarious.
She said that the bathrooms provided a place for the nefarious, as in a group of people, the nefarious,
mm-hmm.
To do what they do, I guess.
So essentially what she was saying is that they had a spot where they could catch the nefarious doing things from all these calls, but now they want to get rid of that so the nefarious can do whatever they want anywhere else and the police don't get called and the crimes continue. So basically she just didn't want to do her job, in my opinion. But that's the crux of it, right?
Could make that argument, I suppose.
Normally this would be called a honey pot, but in this case it's a honey bowl.
So, and she then made it a call to...
So she made a... What happened after that was she wrote a police report on the particular call to service.
Did it say what it was? What it was about?
I think what happened was, like, the interior of the bathroom just got totally trashed.
Oh, vandalism.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have to check that, though.
Okay.
I think, though, that, like, the important point to make in this situation is that the other emails that I got made that were between... city council members and the parking services employees, city parking services employees who were in charge of these bathrooms, were making the point that the program was actually going really well, right? So this was supposed to be a 3-month pilot program.
Right.
Right. 2 months into the program, even before the end, parking services employees were talking about how the program was going really well, and already, before the end of the 3-month pilot, talking about an extension through the winter.
Uh-huh.
They were talking about scheduling, changing shifts around so that people would have continuous work through the winter.
Now, who said that? Who was saying these were a good idea? This, I mean, names?
I
like high-ups?
I can't remember.
What department was saying it was good?
It was I think it was a superintendent of parking services was talking about this, which I think was Heather Sawyer. But
okay.
Again, if you want to follow up with me
on
this,
I'm going to be talking to her tomorrow. So
if you want to follow up with me on this, I can share. I can share my notes with you.
All right.
If you want to follow up on this
tomorrow.
Okay,
we'll do that. But this is still the interview.
Well, actually, Heather let me know that vandalism occurs 24 hours, not just at night. And that may be why there are some toilets that are only open from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., so that they would have one-third the vandalism and one-third the cost of maintaining. This is just a speculation, but it could be true.
They don't give a fuck about that.
Okay, so the point being is that parking people who are higher up in parking services, and I'm happy to check notes on this.
All right. Well, this is interesting. I just want to know who's the parking, because these are fiefdoms that fight with each other.
Higher up in parking services, we're talking about how the program was going well, how they were willing to extend the program, and I just think it's really strange that, you know,
pig shut down the toilets for everyone in Santa Cruz.
Everyone in downtown Santa Cruz, yes.
And it was the city manager who did it. We need a new city manager. You know, what kind of a city manager?
The city manager did sign off on this.
Right. I mean, he didn't hear about any of these other emails. He just went with what one pig said.
Yeah, he received an email from the chief of police who had basically, the way that the email chain went was that Officer Urlach sent her email to her supervisor, who sent it to the chief of police, who sent it then to the city manager, who then said in an email, if they need to be closed, then they need to be closed.
It's ridiculous. What we need is guards at the bathrooms to protect the bathrooms.
Well, there you have it. Another tale of toilet terror from Santa Cruz, the town that couldn't run a toilet.